Sunday morning, I wake up at Brighton. Should be in a fight to stay up. Alright, this is like the FA Cup. Say what? It'll be tough to lose. You can pity a couple losses to City, but don't give me the 8th loss in the calendar year. It's only the 4th of March, don't want to drown my talents in beer. The game starts before I depart, but I'm still balanced here. Checking the Twitter, then I see it. Bang, bang, dang, now I'm frightened. In about 24 minutes, we're down 2 goals to Brighton. A giant hole to climb out of? Sure, but I'm not deterred. It's not absurd to think Arsenal don't deserve to stink, even in the middle of a season on the brink. Wenger can fiddle a little like Colonel Klink, and maybe a little Dinksum Xhaka can lock up a build-up to glory. Aubameyang gets one back, 1-2, and still the same old story at the half. No fun, dude. You don't know whether to cry or laugh. Like Dickness porn star could describe Arsenal's attack. Like Carson holding the envelope in front of his head. You know we're dead. It's like TT says on AFTV. A lot of these guys ain't even fit to play for me, let alone the cannon. They should be walking the highway to heaven with Michael Landon. Then Brighton's plans change. They're parking the bus. Man, life's strange, but not for us. Spent most of the second half in attack. A terrible gunner pride parade at that. But no fruits for the labor and love. Welbeck comes on. Is he a savior from above? In a word, no, cuz he's like a reheated burrito. Like we should have bought Chicharito, but we had Giroud. 3 a.m. Eternal in Liverpool, he's the man for you. Now infernal curses curse us for an hour and a half, like a dull Hugh Scouser taking a bath in the shower. The man of the hour enters ready to devour the hoe. Nekatia, La Femme Nikita. Then the icing on Stan Mikita's donuts is when you go nuts like where'd my friends go. The third sub is Belendo. Was there heaven for a Chambers? Heaven can wait, unlike calendar year loss number 8. But hey, sleep easy, Arsenal fans. The boss's job will always be safe. Wenger out, without a doubt. He's got the clout to make you shout. But he's like the grout in your tub. Eventually he'll fall off. At least he got the PL Games record on Fergie's birthday this year. Maybe that's what he was sticking around for, like the town whore.